The ongoing debate over climate change continues online in the latest internet video gone viral. Just a picture of a skyline until you see objects falling from the sky. As the shot gets closer, you see that those objects are actually polar bears, and you hear the steady roar of a jet engine growing louder and louder. As the video continues, you also hear the sound of those falling polar bears slamming into the sides of buildings, falling splat on the sidewalk, or crushing into the top of a parked car. Gruesome stuff. The screen then goes black and a message appears. It reads, "An average European flight produces over 400 kilograms of greenhouse gases for every passenger. That's the weight of an adult polar bear." That video is produced by the British environmental group Plain Stupid. That's plain as in airplane. It's clearly meant to shock people, but are the claims accurate? Well, for more, we turn to Andrew Revkin. He covers the environment and climate issues for the New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
This ad is clearly shocking, but I'd like to do a little bit of fact-checking on the specific claims that are made. The claim that the average European flight produces more than 400 kilograms of greenhouse gases for every passenger. That claim true or false?
It's consistent with what I've seen for assessments of how much the burning of fuel per person per mile adds up to. If you look at the United States, it's over a ton of emissions to go from the east to the west coast, a couple tons, obviously, to do round trip. So again, it's in the ballpark of what I understand.
And that adds up to the weight of an average polar bear?
Well, there are polar bears that are well over the half ton range, having been in the Arctic a few times and avoiding seeing them, which is what you want to do when you're in the field. But learning a lot about them through from scientists, yeah, that's right.
Plain Stupid, the group that produced the video, claims that aviation is the fastest rising cause of climate change. Is that correct?
Well, in a way, it could be a red herring. It is a fast rising source of emissions. The world is becoming knitted by aviation in ways that are just unbelievable. And the wealthier people are flying more and more, and even in developing countries. But it's still a very small portion of the overall pie of emissions globally. It's under a couple of percent, I'm quite sure.
Why do you think they chose polar bears falling from the sky?
Well, I think there's this ongoing effort in the environmental community to get people to make linkages that are tough. It's, you know, when you're flying or driving or running your household, turning up the heat and doing all the things we do that produce emissions, most people aren't thinking about the future of the Arctic or sea level. And there's this eagerness to somehow concretize that connection for people. And I think that's pretty clear what they were trying to do here. Although they have a tough go because the Arctic is not exactly the wake-up call that some would hope. In other words, it's a faraway place. Most people will never be there. It's a place in the mind. So can you actually get people to change their energy habits or voting habits based on the fate of polar bears to begin with is unresolved.
Andrew Revkin, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Andrew Revkin writes for the New York Times, and he covers environment and climate issues.